Psalms 90, verse 13, through Psalms 92, verse 5. Return, O Yahweh, how long? O be sorry for your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your loving commitment, and let us sing for joy all our days. Give us joy according to the days you have afflicted us, the years we have seen evil. Reveal your work to your servants, and your splendor to their children. And let the pleasantness of Yahweh, our Elohim, be upon us, and confirm the work of our hands for us. O confirm the work of our hands. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High, who abides under the shadow of the Almighty, he is saying of Yahweh, my refuge and my stronghold, my Elohim in whom I trust. For he delivers you from the snare of the trapper, from the destructive pestilence. He covers you with his feathers, and under his wings you take refuge. His truth is a shield and armor. You are not afraid of the dread by night, of the arrow that flies by day.
Today's program is part two of our second video regarding the Revelation timeline and signs in the heaven leading up to Yom Kippur 2028, which could be the end of the 80 years if due to strength generation mentioned in Psalms 90 verse 10. 2028 will be 80 years from the time Israel became a nation in one day back in May 1948. On the Lamb Network YouTube channel and can be found in the His Word Heals playlist. If interested, please go there today. You can also find a direct link to this video on our website, www.hiswordheals.com, along with a copy of the Revelation Trumps event chart we have put together.
Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Luke 21:36. Take heed, so that day does not come upon you unaware. Luke 21:34. So now we'll move on to Revelation 8:1-6. And when he opened the seventh seal, there came to be silence in the heaven for about a half an hour. And I saw the seven messengers who stand before Elohim, and to them were given seven trumpets. And another messenger came and stood at the slaughter place, holding a golden censer. And much incense was given to him, that he should offer it with the prayers of the set-apart ones upon the golden slaughter place, or altar, which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense with the prayers of the set-apart ones went up before Elohim from the hand of the messenger. And the messenger took the censer and filled it with fire from the slaughter place or altar and threw it to the earth. And there were noises and thunders and lightnings and an earthquake. And the seven messengers who held the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. So let's compare that to Leviticus 16:7-12, which is speaking of a Yom Kippur service. And he, meaning the priest, shall take the two goats and let them stand before Yahweh at the door of the tent of appointment. And Aaron shall cast lots for the two goats, one lot for Yahweh and the other lot for Azazel. And Aaron shall bring the goat on which the lot for Yahweh fell, and shall prepare it as a sin offering. But the goat on which the lot for Azazel fell is caused to stand alive before Yahweh to make atonement upon it, to send it into the wilderness to Azazel. And Aaron shall bring the bull of the sin offering, which is for himself, and make atonement for himself and for his house, and shall slay the bull as the sin offering, which is for himself, and shall take a fire holder filled with burning coals from the fire from the slaughter place altar before Yahweh with his hands filled with sweet incense beaten fine, and shall bring it inside the veil. So there's a lot here. We can see that the messenger in heaven in Revelation, just prior to the seventh seal being opened and the trumps being blown, is filling a censer with fire from the slaughter place in heaven, and he throws it to the earth. That is definitely comparable with the Yom Kippur service, as are all of those standing in white robes in heaven at the same time as well. One other thing that is just speculation on my part, but it just came to me that this is quite interesting. I never understood what necessarily the two goats were. I know that one is put out into the wilderness with their sins upon it, and they didn't want it to come back to camp. They were sending their sins out into the wilderness, and sometimes the goats would come back, and so they started pushing it over a ledge or a cliff so that it wouldn't come back, but that wasn't what they were commanded to do. Originally, they were just supposed to send it into the wilderness, into Azazel with all of their sins. And then the other goat is supposed to be a slaughter offering for Yahweh. So one goat dies and one goat lives. It's interesting that in Revelation 8, 1 through 6, we have the martyrs in heaven that would seem to be possibly the goat that died for Yahweh. And then we have the 144,000, or those that have not been martyred, that maybe go into the tribulation alive, could possibly represent the other goat. They're going into the tribulation where the enemy, i.e. Azazel, is master over the earth at that time, and they're being sent in with their sins into the wilderness. Although I believe those that are going into the wilderness are no longer under their sins, because if they're forgiven by Yeshua, obviously they don't still have their sins upon themselves. But I think the goat with the sins being laid on it is just a picture of those that will be going into the wilderness of the tribulation to Azazel. So there's one group that is martyred, or i.e. possibly a picture of those that died for the witness of Yahweh, and then there's the other group that go into the great tribulation. Anyway, what's happening in the heavens at that time? Well, we have the blood moon on 5/16/22, ER 15, and that's the second Passover, and that would be in the year 2022. This is the first year of tribulation that is from Yom Kippur 2021 to Yom Kippur 2022. And this again is when the seventh seal is open. That's Revelation 8, 1 through 6 I just read. The seventh seal is opened. There's silence in heaven for a half an hour. The censer of fire is thrown to the earth from heaven's altar. There's noise, lightning, thunder, and earthquake. And here we are, the seventh seal. Let's see. Revelation 11, 1 and 2. And a reed like a measuring rod was given to me, and a messenger stood, saying, "Rise and measure the dwelling place of Elohim, and the slaughter place, and those worshipping in it, but cast out the court which is outside the dwelling place, and do not measure it, for it has been given to the nations, and they shall trample the set-apart city underfoot for 42 months, until verse 3, when the two witnesses begin their 1260 days, or 3.5 years, and we'll look at that when we get to 3.5 years from now. Compare that to Daniel 9:27, "And he shall confirm a covenant with many for 1 week." So this is the beginning. 2021 to 2022 would be the first year, or the first of 7 years, 1 week of years. "And in the middle of the week, he shall put an end to the slaughtering and meal offering," again, 3.5 years later, "and on the wing of abominations, he shall lay waste, even until the complete end and that which is decreed is poured out on the one who lays waste." Couldn't the he here be both Yeshua and the anti-Messiah? Just as Yeshua confirmed the covenant with Israel at the beginning of his ministry and put an end to the need for a sin offering at the end of his 3.5 year ministry in the midst of his 7 years, will the anti-Messiah confirm his covenant with his followers for 7 years, starting in 2021, allowing the sacrifices to take place on Temple Mount, but then 3.5 years later, in the midst of his 7 years, likewise declare an end to the need for sacrifices by claiming to be the Messiah or God himself, hence the abomination of desolation, declaring himself to be God? If so, then would Yeshua finish his 7 year ministry in the form of the witnesses, the two witnesses, who shall lay waste in the form of their plagues on the wing of the anti-Messiah's abomination, meaning that when the anti-Messiah stops the sacrifices that he allowed to take place and the witnesses begin their testimony, would that be the witnesses continuing for the next 3.5 years, finishing a 7 year testimony of Yeshua? Yeshua was here the first 3.5 years, then the two witnesses take over for the last 3.5 years before the end of the tribulation. They will witness for the last 3.5 years, also during the anti-Messiah's last 3.5 years. And this could all be on Heshvan 15, October 13th, 2021, the date of Jeroboam's false feast. Could be a significant date that year, possibly. And then we saw in that passage where the set-apart place was being measured. So is this when part, if not all, of the temple is completed, or possibly just the altar completed? We don't know. Time will tell. Okay, our first trump is at the end of the first year, and that would be Yom Kippur 2022. And so that would start the second year, which goes from Yom Kippur 2022 through Yom Kippur 2023. We have Revelation 8:7, and the first messenger or first trump sounded, and there came to be hail and fire mixed with blood, and they were thrown to the earth, and a third of the trees were burned up, and all green grass was burned up. Is the fire that was thrown from heaven after the seventh seal was opened during the first year, was that fire that was thrown from heaven the fire that burns up a third of the trees and the grass? Then we go on to Revelation 14, 6 through 7. And if you read Revelation 14, you'll see that there are several trumps there. And how we know how to number them is the third trump, I believe, says that it's the third trump. And so there are two trumps before that that we would assume are the first and second trumps. So then Revelation 14, 6 and 7 would be the first trump as well. During the same period of time as Revelation 8:7, and I saw another messenger flying in mid-heaven, holding the everlasting good news to announce to those dwelling on the earth, even to every nation and tribe and tongue and people, saying with a loud voice, "Fear Elohim and give glory to him, because the hour of his judgment has come, and worship him who made heaven and earth and sea and the fountains of water." And that would be the message of the 144,000 that were sealed, if you will, the goat that was sent into the wilderness to witness during the time of Azazel. And that all takes place after the first trump, going into the second year, which would start Yom Kippur 2022 through Yom Kippur 2023. And during that year, we have November 8th, 2022, shortly after Yom Kippur 2022, there's a blood moon on Heshvan 15, which is the date Jeroboam makes the imitation feast day. So is this blood moon a picture of the fact that there will be false worship and false feasts going on the Temple Mount, whether there be an actual temple or just an altar? But is that a warning about these feasts, these imitation feasts or feast days or sacrifices taking place on Temple Mount during this time? And of course, like I said, that would be after the first trump, going on in the second year. That leads us to the second trump and the fall of Babylon during the third year after the second trump. The second trump on Yom Kippur in 2023, starting the third year, which goes through Yom Kippur 2024. Revelation 8, 8 and 9, and the second messenger sounded, and what looked like a great mountain burning with fire was thrown into the sea, and a third of the sea became blood, and a third of the living creatures in the sea died, and a third of the ships were destroyed. Revelation 14, 8, and another messenger, the second messenger of Revelation 14, followed, saying, "Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she has made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her whoring." And then Revelation 14, 9 goes on to say, "And a third messenger followed them." So that's how we know Revelation 14, 8 and the fall of Babylon is at the second trump. Revelation 18, 1 through 4. And after this, I saw another messenger coming down from heaven, having great authority, and the earth was lightened from his glory. And he cried with a mighty voice, saying, "Babylon the great is fallen, and has become a dwelling place of demons, a haunt for every unclean spirit, and a haunt for every unclean and hated bird, because all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her whoring, and the kings of the earth have committed whoring with her, and the merchants of the earth have become rich through the power of her riotous living." And I heard another voice from heaven saying, "Come out of her, my people, lest you share in her sins, and lest you receive of her plagues." And you can read through the rest of chapter 18. It's all about the fall of Babylon. We're going to go to Jeremiah 50 and 51 and do a few excerpts out of there. Both of those chapters are also all about the fall of Babylon. Jeremiah 50 verses 8 and 9, we are told again to come out. It says, "Remove out of the midst of Babylon, and go forth out of the land of the Chaldeans, and be as the goats before the flock. For lo, I will raise and cause to come up against Babylon an assembly of great nations from the north country, and they shall set themselves in array against her. From thence she shall be taken. Their arrows shall be as of a mighty expert man. None shall return in vain." Jeremiah 50 verse 13 through 23 and 28. "Because of the wrath of Yahweh, it shall not be inhabited, but it shall be wholly desolate. Everyone that goeth by Babylon shall be astonished and hiss at all her plagues. Put yourselves in array against Babylon round about, all ye that bend the bow. Shoot at her, spare no arrows, for she hath sinned against Yahweh. Shout against her round about. She hath given her hand, her foundations are fallen, her walls are thrown down. For it is the vengeance of Yahweh. Take vengeance upon her, as she hath done do unto her. Cut off the sower or farmer from Babylon, and him that handleth the sickle in the time of harvest. For fear of the oppressing sword, they shall turn every one to his people, and they shall flee every one to his own land. Israel is a scattered sheep. The lions have driven him away. First the king of Assyria hath devoured him, and last this Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, hath broken his bones. Therefore thus saith Yahweh of hosts, the God of Israel, Behold, I will punish the king of Babylon and his land, as I have punished the king of Assyria, and I will bring Israel again to his habitation, and he shall feed on Carmel and Bashan, and his soul shall be satisfied upon Mount Ephraim and Gilead. In those days, and in that time, saith Yahweh, the iniquity of Israel shall be sought for, and there shall be none, and the sins of Judah, and they shall not be found, for I will pardon them whom I reserve. Go up against the land of Marathaim, even against it, and against the inhabitants of Pekod. Waste and utterly destroy after them, saith Yahweh, and do according to all that I have commanded thee. The sound of battle is in the land, and of great destruction. How is the hammer of the whole earth cut asunder and broken? Who, would you say today, is the hammer of the whole earth? Would that not be the United States? How is Babylon become a desolation among the nations? Skipping down to Jeremiah 50, verse 28, The voice of them that flee and escape out of the land of Babylon, to declare in Zion vengeance of Yahweh our Elohim, the vengeance of his temple. So that's what we're supposed to do, is flee to Zion and declare the vengeance of Yahweh and the vengeance of his temple when we see the fall of Babylon. Or before, Jeremiah 51, verses 5 through 9. For Israel hath not been forsaken, nor Judah of his Elohim, of Yahweh of hosts, though their land was filled with sin against the Holy One of Israel. Flee out of the midst of Babylon, and deliver every man his soul. Be not cut off in her iniquity, for this is the time of Yahweh's vengeance. He will render unto her a recompense. Babylon hath been a golden cup in Yahweh's hand that made all the earth drunken. The nations have drunken of her wine. Therefore the nations are mad. Babylon is suddenly fallen and destroyed. Howl for her. Take balm for her pain. If so, she may be healed. We would have healed Babylon, but she is not healed. Forsake her, and let us go, every one to his own country. For her judgment reacheth unto heaven, and is lifted up even unto the skies. Jeremiah 51, verses 44 and 45. And I will punish Baal in Babylon, and I will bring forth out of his mouth that which he hath swallowed up. And the nations shall not flow together any more unto him, yea, the wall of Babylon shall fall. My people, go ye out of the midst of her, and deliver ye every man his soul from the fierce anger of Yahweh. Jeremiah 51:49-50. As Babylon hath caused the slain of Israel to fall, so at Babylon shall fall the slain of all the earth. Ye that have escaped the sword, go away, stand not still. Remember Yahweh afar off, and let Jerusalem come into your mind. Then we have Revelation 13:3-4. And I saw one of his heads as having been slain to death, and his deadly wound was healed. And all the earth marveled after the beast, and they worshipped the dragon, and gave authority to the beast. And they worshipped the beast, saying, Who is like the beast? Who is able to fight with him? Is one of the heads of this beast, this worldwide, one world government beast, is one of its heads Babylon? Is one of its heads the United States? And when Babylon falls, one of its heads falls, but yet the one world government, the worldwide beast system, still survives even after Babylon falls, then everyone would say, who is able to fight against the beast? The beast was even able to cause Babylon to fall. So now let's look at the signs in the heaven when Babylon falls after the second trump, which is Yom Kippur 2023 through Yom Kippur 2024 during year 3. April 8, 2024 is the second great American total solar eclipse that crosses over the United States and passes through the path of the first great American eclipse from 2017. It forms an X over Little Egypt, the southern tip of Illinois. And if you haven't heard about Little Egypt in the United States and the two great American eclipses crossing over and causing an X to form right over Little Egypt in the U.S., please see our previous video on this subject for more explanation. But this total solar eclipse forming this X over Little Egypt in the United States occurs on Nisan 1, the first day of the new year, the first day of the new biblical year, and the month of Passover, and that would be April 8, 2024, during the third year after the second trump, during the fall of Babylon. That moves us to the third trump. The third trump occurs on Yom Kippur 2024, starting the fourth year, which leads up to Yom Kippur 2025, Revelation 8, 10, and 11. And the third messenger sounded, and a great star fell from heaven, burning like a torch, and it fell on a third of the rivers and on the fountains of water. And the name of the star is called Wormwood, and a third of the waters became wormwood, and many men died from the waters because they were made bitter. Revelation 12, 9 through 13. And the great dragon was thrown out, that serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who leads all the world astray. He was thrown to the earth, and his messengers were thrown out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now have come the deliverance and the power and the reign of our Elohim and the authority of his Messiah, for the accuser of our brothers who accused them before our Elohim day and night has been thrown down. And they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of their witness, and they did not love their lives to death. Because of this, rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the earth and the sea, because the devil has come down to you, having great wrath, knowing that he has little time. And when the dragon saw that he had been thrown down to the earth, he persecuted the woman who gave birth to the male child. Revelation 13, 5 and 10. 5 through 10. And he was given a mouth speaking great matters and blasphemies, and he was given authority to do so for 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemies against Elohim, to blaspheme his name and his tent and those dwelling in the heaven. And it was given to him to fight with the set apart ones and overcome them. And authority was given to him over every tribe and tongue and nation, and all those dwelling on the earth whose names have not been written in the book of life of the slain Lamb from the foundation of the world shall worship him. If anyone has an ear, let him hear. He who brings into captivity shall go into captivity. He who kills with the sword has to be killed with the sword. And the signs in the heaven occurring during this fourth year after the third trump are the first blood moon, which occurs on Purim. There are two blood moons on Purim in a row. The first one is March 14th, 2025, during the fourth year after the third trump. And in the next few slides, I'm going to show you how I believe that Revelation 13, 5 through 10 is a, or actually Purim is a picture of Revelation 13, 5 through 10, and Revelation 13, 5 through 10 is pointing back to Purim. And it's interesting that these blood moons are in the sky on Purim 2 years in a row here. Then after the first Purim blood moon, we have September 7th, 2025, we have another blood moon. This is the 15th of Elul during the 40 days of repentance leading up to Yom Kippur. Well, referring back to the end of that scripture in Revelation that I just read, where Yeshua says, He who brings into captivity shall go into captivity. He who kills with a sword has to be killed with a sword. Could that actually be Yeshua making a proclamation that those that the Antichrist or Anti-Messiah is coming against, like Haman was coming against the Jews, are now allowed to fight back, and those that are coming against them to kill them will be killed? I'll go over that more later, but first let's finish the rest of year four and look at the fourth trump beginning the year five, and then we'll fit them all together with the blood moon that is occurring on Purim during the fourth year and the blood moon that is occurring during the 40 days of repentance, also during the fourth year after the third trump. But first let's finish reading the Revelation scriptures about the third trump, and then we'll get back to the correlation I believe there is between this and the Esther or Purim story, based on the fact that there's two blood moons on Purim and two Purims in a row in 2025 and 2026. Okay, Revelation 12:6. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she has a place prepared by Elohim to be nourished there 1,260 days. So I believe that takes place after the third trump during the fourth year as well.
We just got started and we're already out of time. There's a lot of great stuff to come, so please, you can find a direct link on our website at www.hiswordheals.com. Blessings and shalom to all of you and everyone in your home.